from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
After the first inning, maybe took him a couple pitches to kind of get in a rhythm, and then he was just in a great rhythm and had everything working, throwing for strikes, and kind of a what we've seen from Jamo, just really efficient, multiple pitches for strikes, making hitters responsible and being ahead in the count a lot.
Okay, so now what? Obviously, it is a must win today, considering what we said about this series, that I'm going to put the brooms back because there's nothing, they can't really do anything now. And
who let the brooms out?
I had them out.
Why do I hate it so much?
They're sad. The brooms are sad, and they're going back.
It's not their fault.
No, they didn't do anything wrong.
They did. I think the rain kind of maybe messed up the brooms. I texted Parkins yesterday. I was like, hey, did it rain at all while you guys were at Wrigley? And he's like, no, didn't rain. As soon as I got in my car, then it started to pour.
We got lucky.
It's when I, you know, hit the audio thing. That's what it does for Parkins' text. It's really amazing. This technology is out of control.
It speaks as Parkins?
Yeah.
That's great.
You guys, we should create an app that has like the narrative of Danny Parkins, like Waze. If you want Waze, it's the Parkins narrative.
We did that. We recorded stuff here for Waze.
Get off DeSavo Lakeshore Drive, head south.
Make a left again, turn into this guy's living room because it's Waze.
I did mine. I was like, turn left, dumbass. So it was fun. And then I didn't want to use it because I didn't want to have myself yelling at myself in my car.
Dude, Waze is chaos.
Well, we should let Danny do that because they, for some reason, didn't let him do his own book.
That is unacceptable.
That's crazy to me.
Danny has a great broadcast voice.
He's a broadcaster.
Yeah. He's a professional broadcaster. Like, nah, you're not reading your book. Okay.
Can read. It sounds good. Went to Syracuse.
Well, I mean, if you get like Morgan Freeman or Leah Schreiber. Or
I don't think they're reading it.
Somebody.
We have to tell Layla.
Sam Elliott.
She wasn't here yesterday.
Yes.
Each of us is responsible for 10 possible things that we'll see on Hard Knocks.
Bingo card. We're going to submit. We're all going to submit 10.
Oh, we're doing it.
Oh, yeah, we're doing it. But we're going to submit 10, and then we'll negotiate. We'll haggle over what's where.
Because we probably have some redundancy or something like that. So we figure if all 5 of us do 10, then we can come up with a good 24, submit that, hand it over to the digital people, get an actual card, and then listeners could use it.
And your deadline is August 4th.
August 4th.
There will be no extensions.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. That's enough time. Has anybody suggested the bingo spot 069?
Nice.
Well, it's going to be B-E-A-R-S.
It's
going to
be
Bears.
I don't care.
Okay, we can still have 069.
I don't care.
If you want it, we can put it on.
I didn't kill my wife.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I will also submit switching the samples. Do we think that will be on the Hard Knocks?
Will the cameras catch Grody just being in mid Harrison Ford impersonation?
Ooh.
Worth putting on.
All right, I have some ideas.
See, you only need 10.
I had to make a stupid joke, though, because, you know, it's that type of day.
So Jameson Taillon is at 1.6 F war. as of today. And I don't know if it's updated from last night, but that
may
would
not be.
Yeah, usually
switch the samples.
So maybe higher than that. But he's my bet was he'd finish the season with 2 WAR or higher. And he's certainly on track, I believe, to just about get there, probably surpass it.
Yeah, I think he's going to go over that. He's been really good.
But will he be a Cub?
This is a question. Is the bet nullified if he doesn't finish on the Cubs?
No, the bet is the bet. Because that's a fairly independent stat.
Your stats follow you. They just get like subdivided if you go to a different league. So
I know, but the bet was he would have 2 WARs and then he's on the Cubs.
No, I will pay off the bet no matter where Jameson Taillon is pitching.
It was only a beer we bet, right?
That was a nice crisp dollar.
Like more
$1, yeah. All of his effort for $1. Okay, so here's the thing though, is I've said this. I think unfortunately Jameson Taillon
You're getting the bill.
Okay, well, then I don't care. I don't care if it's all crumply and stuck in your front pocket.
It hasn't happened yet.
$1.
No, we had to go through this with the Marcette thing, too, because I wanted crisp bills for that.
Yeah, that was more than $1.
I probably shorted myself. I should have asked for a much longer odds.
You should have.
The fact that people were cheering for it, even Bears fans are like, I want the Bears to win, but I want this stupid thing.
Because that was such a stupid game. And then we're starting Tyson Bagent against the worst team in the league.
Like, I mean, come on.
They on receiver, they went through that game. Like, they talked about that game. And, like, Justin Jefferson's on the sidelines. Like, I can't believe like this game is gone like this.
Wait, the Panthers game?
Not the Panthers, the dumb Vikings game, Panthers.
Oh yeah,
the dumb Vikings game
was also very dumb.
Yes, was it 3-0 in the fourth quarter or something like that? It's like what?
It was just bad.
Bad.
So, do you move Taillon? And what does it say if you do, based on the signing and what the signing said about where you thought you were as a team?
I don't think that's it. When I thought about this, he was the first name, unfortunately, and I know he's, you know, really wanting to be a part of Chicago. Like, his fiance, now wife, is from here. She's from the suburbs, and I know he committed. He was all in, and he wants to be here. You can tell he's all in. By the way, he's playing, too, but that deal is a bargain for another team who wants to contend for a couple of years based on his production.
So let's call it $40 million. That sound right? The rest of this season plus 34 and 34, I mean 17 and 17. So let's say it's 2.5 years or 2.25 years for $40 million of quality starts. That's an excellent deal.
It's not just that. It's also, is this deal unfortunately expensive for the Cubs moving forward, based on their budget?
Well, I'm less concerned about their budget.
Well, but
it's a real constraint if, in fact, there's some kind of internal secret hard cap.
Is there a young pitcher that they feel like is ready to take the workload of Jameson Taillon that would save them money in the rotation so that they could go and get someone with that money?
Or just spend more money.
Yes, that's that's been my whole thing. Yes. Is you're the Cubs, spend the money.
Narrator, they didn't do it.
They did not spend the money.
Let's hear what Jameson Taillon himself said about how he felt when he signed and what the future may hold.
Free agency is kind of a two-way street. Like, the team commits to you and they pay you handsomely and pay you money, and then you do your homework as a player and you grind to make it to free agency, and it's a big honor to even get there and have teams interested in you. And then, you know, you get to vet teams and think about cities and where you want to live and maybe buy a house. So there's a lot that goes into it, and it's a two-way commitment. It's kind of like a little mini marriage. I've had a great time here. I love showing up here every day. It's a great group of guys. I think we've said it a lot. Like, I feel like we should be better than we are. But to this point, we just haven't gotten it done, and results speak louder than, you know, any words we can say here. So, I would love to stay here. Obviously, I chose coming to Chicago and being a Cub. So that's where I'm at.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Straight up, he knows enough to know it's out of his control. But when you make those life decisions, you know, this isn't fantasy sports. These are people. When you talk about building or buying a house and where your kids go to school and all that stuff, that sure, they're paid handsomely to defray some of these inconveniences, but they think about these things no matter what's going on.
It's a difficult situation. He's the best example because he's done his job. He was asked to perform well, and he's worked on that intently with the Cubs development that was supposed to be a real asset for this team. And then bought in, as we said, has more ties than just playing here to the city and to the area around it. And yet is unfortunately possibly being traded because the rest of the team hasn't performed up to par.
And this was Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach, this morning with Mully and Haw, talking about Tyone's ability to block out all of this extraneous noise.
Yeah, I think with Jameson, he's no stranger to being around teams that have talked about trades and the future and what they're trying to do. And I think that's probably one of the most impressive things about what Jameson was able to do last night was to block out a lot of the noise. He's a human being. He, you know, reads what is being said and what's been talked about. And obviously if he has his say, you know, he loves being here and wants to be a Cub for a long time. And, but you know, I think to be able to take all that and then still go do your job, which is just to go out, compete, give your team a chance to win a ball game. Like, he did a fantastic job last night. That's more of a testament to the person, to the work ethic, to like who Jameson is versus even his stuff in general. And, it was fun to see. And again, he's going to come into work today and prep for his next start and be ready to go. And, we'll worry about the other stuff when and if it happens. But I think for Jameson right now, like he's feeling great. He's in a great place, as you guys can see. And we just need to keep rolling with that.
And when we talk MLB trade deadline on The Score, our coverage is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
What if we look at this from Jed Hoyer's perspective? If we take what he said on Monday as being their truth, that they believe that they are a team that's going to contend in 2025, that they are not going to make any moves that are going to put them in a bad position in 2025, doesn't it make sense to then keep Jameson Tyone? Because
sure.
It holds true for the Cubs too, that $17 million per year for a number three starter is a great deal that you have. So if you're thinking that you're going to compete, maybe we're the Cubs, we're going to spend like the Cubs thing happens this offseason.
Well, and they have spent, let's call it what it is. They're eighth in baseball. And spending, you know, that payroll is over $236 million. It's just, unfortunately, some of the higher dollar people have not performed well.
Well, it's the higher dollar people haven't performed well and that they seem like hesitant to go into the CBT.
Yeah.
That's the type of spending that we're talking about. We're not talking about, well, they have a high payroll. It's your willingness to take on the tax to try and win a championship. So if you're trying to look at it from their perspective, Tyone in a Cubs uniform next year would kind of go to plan, right? Wouldn't that make sense?
I think he's an absolute fit for this team. I just think he's one of those players where you have put yourself in a bad position because of how this team is constructed and what has resulted. And you're going to have to make some tough decisions on good players in order to help your team moving forward. And that good player has to have some sort of value. You know, and I think that's where he fits into this, unfortunately. We've seen it. You know, we've seen good teams trade maybe the only trade pieces they had sometimes in order to try to build and move up. Obviously, me covering the Astros for as long as I did colors my thought process with this, where there were definitely times where I was asking Jeff Luhnow, why? Like, why? That's the one dude. And he's like, so I can get the infield I wanted. And then that didn't work. And then he traded that guy so he can get another infield he wanted. Doesn't always work out that way, but those are the decisions. You have to be ruthless sometimes against yourself.
I'm not sure if the Cubs have the stomach for that.
The stomach to trade him?
No, to be ruthless against themselves.
Ah.
As much as they say.
Jed's predecessor did see Nomar Garciaparra.
Well, Jed's predecessor also said that they would begin meetings by say, what don't we know? What don't we know? And what are we missing? And they remember they talked about the winner's trap that they always talked about, that after they won, that a more contemplative Theo Epstein was really honest about that, about making presumptions based on what had happened and how they had won when other teams were out innovating them and doing things differently.
I think that they're stuck in that without the winning, Dan.
And see, this is what I was, that's where I was going with this, that maybe there's, that we need a new term where they weren't in the winner's trap, they were in the
loyalty,
efficiency, relationships, sort of comfort trap.
I think there's, you're going to have loyalty to certain players. It's inevitable.
The McKenzie trap?
Ooh, that's loaded, but yeah. I mean, there's something, although even the, as much as we make fun of the McKenzie guys for being jerks and some, at least they're heartless.
Is there any human element there?
But at least some of those decisions are not about people and loyalty and human beings. And sometimes you get caught being too nice.
But teams, here's the thing though, is the flip side is teams have been criticized for that by players. And you know what happens? That becomes a variable. And then free agents don't want to play there. Like, that's it. Like, you can take that out and put it in a vacuum, but when people are still the element, A, your variables aren't controlled for it because they say things affect them, and then B, it affects the outcome because those people have reason and they supersede the number.
I like the texter says the spreadsheet trap.
I mean, people do that all the time. They get mad when teams do pay players as if it's their money.
The margins trap.
Like, I'm not into that. You do that every day at your job. This isn't real. Have fun with us in the not real.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.